Okay, good evening, everybody. So, after a little bit of contemplation, the next three chapters are all about gemachs, setting up free loan funds, and the importance of city having it, and I was like, in some technicalities. So, I was actually almost four chapters, to be honest. So, I was reflecting, was that a good idea for us to do or not? There's some very interesting Torah connected to it. But I think we're going to skip it, simply because, number one, it's not nearly as relevant today. We have a world of credit, and fewer people want loans, except for larger loans. He's talking about small loans for people. If you're in your Yerushalayim, in a Kollel community, it's a little bit more nogea, a little bit more germane. But for us, it's not in the city things. It's really set up. If we would be doing this for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, the benefit would definitely be there, but I think there'd be a loss also. So we're going to skip. And we're on that, we're going to Perek Shvasar 17, and we're going right into Tzedaka and then Meiser, and sooner or later to other types of Chesedim as well. So it says the Chavetz Chaim. Now this Perek, we're definitely going to finish this week. There's a really long footnote, which I think I want to do next week. Really long footnote. You know, it's like 8-9 reasons why you should not have a communal tzedakah, which means there apparently in certain towns in Europe, they have like a VOD, and you only went to the VOD for tzedakah. So you never knocked on doors, you didn't go to the shuls, you didn't meet people. The rich people give a certain amount to this tzedakah thing. Poor people give if they can afford anything, and therefore you didn't interact with the poor. Now, there are things like that today. There's Kupa De'ir in Vadar Abanim, there's Tzedaka funds. That's not excluding anyone coming to your house or going to shul. That's on top of that. But this idea was there's too many people coming to doors and shuls. Just have one place, like a central Tzedaka place, and the Chavetz Chaim gives many reasons why it's a really bad idea. That footnote we're going to do next week. But for tonight, we're going to discuss tzedakah, charity itself. We were discussing chesed. Really, the past quite a few chapters, although, tangentially, we did mention at times tzedakah, but the focus has been chesed, different types of chesed. Of course, we did discuss loans for a long time. And, in particular, the Ata Navar Ksasi in Tzedaka. Now let's discuss a little bit about Tzedaka, charity. Hine Chazam or B'sukkah, the Talmud says B'sukkah Suna, the Tan Rabbanan, B'shloisha Devarim G'doyla G'milas Chasadim Yoysim at Tzedaka. In three ways, chesed, acts of kindness, are greater than charity. Number one, Shat Tzedaka B'mamono, Tzedaka is with money. Chesed, you do with money and with your body. B'momono, with money, you can lend money. That's part of chesed, it's not tzedaka. U'mash'ilo kelim u'behema, or you can lend your objects. You can lend your toaster oven, you can lend your car to somebody. U'gubilas chesedim, and chesed is both your money and your body, right? You go to eulogize a poor person. You go to the poor. Noise the cover. You bury the person. You go to a wedding. You dance at the wedding. Malva es chavero baderach. You accompany somebody on their way. Right? They'd be walking by themselves, and you show them how to get to the bus stop, how to get to the train, how to get to the airport. Tzedaka is la'anim. Charity by nature. You're giving to the poor. Chesed, acts of kindness, everyone needs kindness. Wealthy people, poor people, tall people, short people, right? Everybody needs chesed. Tzedaka is l'chaim. Tzedaka can only give to the living. Chesed, you can give to the living and the dead, right? You go to a person's funeral, you pay a shiva call, you're doing chesed for the dead. We call makom. So the Gemara discusses, delineates many reasons why chesed is more all-encompassing more than tzedaka. Nevertheless, Sar Shieda Ha'adam, Shikama Devarim Yesh Tzedaka, in certain areas, Tzedaka is greater than Chesed. Should Tzedaka Noisen L'Chalutin? Now, we know that Tzedaka you give it up and it's gone. That's gone. And the chesed, for example, alone, is only for the moment. In a month or a week or in 6 months or in 6 years, the money gets paid back. And besides that, tzedaka, charity, it's much harder to give charity for people, especially large amounts. You're losing your money. You get your money back. People are sometimes very generous with their time or energy, and giving money can be very, very challenging for people. Sometimes they don't have the money to give. We're talking about when you have money to give here. According to the exertion is the reward, and therefore tzedakah very often is more challenging to give. That the Gemara says in Shabbos, it's a bigger kindness, it's a bigger act to lend a poor person more than giving them charity. Hainu, mimishi yared le minachasim smited yado. It's talking about a specific case, and that's as follows. Person is wealthy, was successful, had a business, now they're in a down. They invested in the wrong stocks or companies. They got ripped off, whatever it may be, and they need money to rebuild themselves. In that case, adif mimatana. Giving a loan is kinder than giving charity because a person has self-esteem. A person doesn't want charity. He wants to rebuild his life. And therefore, the loan is a bigger chesed. But a person who's already knocking on doors, they can't support their family. Let's say they have medical expenses that are unpayable. They lost their job and they don't want loans. Right? They're not looking to rebuild the business. They're looking to survive. So for them, certainly tzedakah is way more desirable. How are they going to pay back loans? They already have all kinds of debts and obligations and doctor's bills. They're not going to put on loans. Yeah, on top of that, for them, charity is much more. Just tonight, I'm just telling you, I was at this wedding, a bored person came to me. So for the first time, I have, for the yeshivas, we have a $20 million budget. So I have, can I have a Baruch Hashem? I have no idea how we get through this year. Next year, 100%. But what we did do is we paid off all our mortgages just a week ago. So I now have, four campuses, big campuses, 1,600 kids, and it was mortgage free. It happens to be after an expansion on two of them coming up. So, growth means, it's a good thing if they expand. Okay, anyways, this guy comes to me tonight. This guy is the Paul Ryan of the board. Mamisha, he's in finances. Very, very, he's been on the board for many years and he's seen a lot. And he's a wise man. He's like, we're talking about making bylaws about when we could take loans or whatever. So I was discussing operational versus for expansion. I said, it's basically, a person should never be in credit card debt. But if you buy a house, you're going to have debt. No one buys a house and pays, first of all, in the Bay Area, what is it, $2 million a house now? 1.8, no one buys that with cash unless you're a billionaire. You get a mortgage. It's what normal people do. So at the end of the day, we're discussing this. So someone said to me, Rabbi, I want to give a donation to the yeshiva, to the Siako. I want to give $100,000. If they ask me, would you prefer a loan or a donation? What are they going to say? You would put me in debt over here? I said, I don't own the banks. There's no interest. Can't give me an interest. I'm a yeshiva, Beit Yaakov, schools, Chadar. Yeah, but who? Of course he's wanted the donation. Who? A loan means that I have to pay it back. Now, I'm not a business. We're not making revenues. Yeshivas are not a revenue driver. We're paying salaries. We're paying people to teach children. So for many things, the gift, the charity is way, 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 way more desirable. Now, if it would be a person off record, if someone would come to me and say, Rabbi, I'd like to help you out personally, and I know you have big expenses, you're marrying for a kid, I would not want a gift. I'd want a loan. I wouldn't, on a personal level where I'm not, I've never had that, thank God. But if it would, I that's what I would certainly prefer. Fine, just to spell it out. Uvahacha Necha. Now it says the Chavetz Chaim. This is Necha. Ma the Isa Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, famous Medrash of Elazar Hercules. Ala Pasuk on the verse Reina Saticha Lefanecha Hayom. Hashem says, I'm putting in front of you today as a Chaim, as a Chaim life. V'yas ha'tayv, and good, life and good, v'yas ha'moveths, death, v'yas hara, and bad, evil. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Hashem, Hare, shnei dvarim halal and asati lom l'yisrael. I gave you two things, one for good and one for bad. One for good and life, and one for bad and death. Shel tayva, there are two paths for good. Echad shel tzedakah, one is of charity. V'echad shel chesed, one of acts of kindness. The Eliyahu Zachla Toiv and Eliyahu standing between these two paths. V'chashabal Odom Lichnas Eliyahu, when Eliyahu says, sees, oh, this is the Chesed guy. He says, Pischus Sharm Yavagoy Tzadik Shomer Munim. And he says, welcome, you know, open the gates. U'shmu'on Lavi Omer Ben Shed Zvachon Lavo. And then this is in the world to come to Eliyahu and Shmuel. Wow, pretty impressive. As you're walking, you see Eliyahu, Navi, and Shmuel. Okay? And Shmuel staying between them, it says, which way should you go? Im elech be shal chesed shal staka tova minu. Im elech shal staka shal chesed tova minu. What's the better way to go? Is the path of chesed or the path of staka? Each has a plus and minus, which we just elaborated upon. So which path do you take? The path of chesed, path of staka. So Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Shmuel says, it says, Hashem told Shmuel, ata amata, Shmuel, stand between the two paths. Chayacha af ani noisin lecha shalosh matanas. Excuse me. Ani meila shomar sheini manich ashterech echem atzmi. The person says, "I'm going to do both." Shmuel Levi says, "Right." Sorry, I apologize. Oh, Shmuel says, which way should you go? If they do both. So Hashem says, Shmuel, you're between the two rows. You're going to do both. You're going to have three gifts. L'lamed chashakomi shu reitzev. I said, staka v'chesed. Right? A person who goes ahead and does both charity and chesed will get three gifts. You want three eternal gifts? Right? Charity and chesed. Every day you should look in your life. Right? Charity. We're not discussing it right now, but when a poor person comes to, I'm just going to share, in the Schultz people come, there's a lot more people in Chicago than in San Jose. It's a lot more Schultz, there's dozens of Schultz, and there's a lot more business here that Orthodox are involved in, so many, many more people coming here, and people will stop in Schultz as a whole, I give them a dollar, someone gives me personally, I have a reason. There's things I get significantly more, much more to, but just tonight I was low on my singles, and so I went right to the Pushko. I was before Marv just a short time ago, took a $20 bill, and took 19 singles. I gave it Stucco. I gave it before Marv. There was no one there at night, but I wanted to have 19 singles that when other people come to me, I have them. You should. And I will tell you. I have this, but I have it even more since we're learning together. I'm very happy when they come and ask me. For that dollar, I have a tremendous gain. I'm happy. Today, I actually gave to an organization I wanted to give to, significantly more than that. And I felt great about that. But I also feel good when someone bothers me and asks me for tzedakah. Now, there are people who are more challenging, and therefore it's more... some people ask you the wrong time in davening. Okay, so but you have to, that's... But even then, they're offering you something. And they're offering me something. They're offering you eternal life. And if somebody asks you for a favor of your time, just a couple of days ago, somebody asked me, could I be involved in something in a community, which is not in Chicago. It happened twice this week, actually. I told them if I can help, I'm happy to help. And I am happy to help. Right? Somebody asks you for a chesed, happy to help. See somebody is right, happy to help. Actually, somebody from San Jose, actually, Eliyahu Kohantev's son, El Natan is coming to us for Shabbos. So they called us. His wife has to be here for some crazy reason. So I said, of course, I'm happy to help. Some of them said, they called me this afternoon. It was actually very, not a great time, but it was a great question they asked. And it took a little bit of time, but I was very happy to help. We have opportunities. So it says the Chafetz Chaim, you want to pick both. You think you're helping other people? Wrong. You're helping theory. You're the beneficiary. You give that dollar. You help a person out. You are the winner. You get the best investment on your dollar or on your advice or on your Achas Orchim inviting guests. You're the biggest winner. What do you get? Yerushalosh Matanas Tovus, get three great gifts. Elohim Chaim, life, physical and eternal life. Stock of a covenant, right? You yourself get a recipient of it, of the charity, and you get honor. Sharaydet Stock of a Chesed, you chase. Now, when you chase after it, it means you're happy. Not like, oh, okay, I'll give. Or the guy knocks, asks you. Now, if a guy knocks on my door, I'm not giving a dollar. Okay, that I could be. Whatever it'll be. 18, 26, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. So, could be more. I was going to tell you. Oh, but the difference is you're happy. Oh, Baruch Hashem, in the middle of the guy's not going to go, oh, a poor person. I'm going to win out of here. I see someone carrying the bags and they're schlepping. And that's a little bit convenient. I'm in a rush. I gotta go home and watch the baseball game in Santa Clara Stadium, that bowl you were talking about before. I want to do whatever. I want to be on the way to Shul. Let's get holy over here. Not talking about minyanim. That would depend on the situation. Depending if you're the only person who can do it. On the way to Shul, you get extra learning in. And you see an elderly person carrying a bag. Yeah, I remember Mr. Keisler. Remember Mr. Keisler? Oh, Mr. Keisler's walking with a bag, many years of Love Hashem. And he's walking to his apartment slowly, and you're rushing into the shul. So you see him, you stop your car. You'd be so happy to help him out. Holocaust survivor, the Yid. Happy to help him out. Help him out, a Jew. You're right. If you look for these opportunities, you do that. You're the beneficiary. You get life, chayim, tzedaka. You yourself get the charity and covered. Not that you have to ask Shem, but Shem gives it to you. The fenecha kachom asher kasamim, or ken sarecha adam, the person has to be chazik me'oid. Strengthen yourself in tzedaka, charity. Charity me'oid, v'nikashinav lahatek. When you really go through all of the ma'amarim, the words of the sage, the Chazal, tzedakah, katzer, matzah, well, it's too much. I'm going to give you a few. Isa b'tanah b'Eliyahu. It says in the Medrash Tanah b'Eliyahu, Mishun debay Eliyahu, Amar, for the name of the Yeshiva Eliyahu, Amar g'doyle tzedakah, tzedakah is so great, shimiyoyim shenivra elam ad achshav, that from the beginning of the world to now, the world stands on charity. A person is very generous, he gives more charity. They're praised. They'll spare themselves from H-E-L-L, from Gehenem. You should remove kas. The pasuk says, take out anger from your heart, and it'll take out the evil from your flesh. Hashem, a person is who helps the poor, right? In the day of ra'ah, of bad, of evil, they'll be saved. What is ra'ah? It's yom dinah shel gehenem. So just learning out, the measures is learning out. The Rasha, the wicked person, goes to that day of judgment to H-E-L-L, and therefore it's praised as a person who keeps the law, follows Torah, and does stuck it every time. Staka saves a person. I think I've said this before, I'll reiterate it. Actually, I said it multiple times over the years. It was not my drasha, but before they had an appeal, Yom Kippur night. an amachad, kilas amachad, I would note why it's important to give tzedakah now, because the shul needed the money and it helped so many people, but also it helped in particular the people giving it beyond everything else on Yom Kippur, because I said, when a person sins, whatever that sin may be, it's nichas baruch shtos. If a person saw Hashem in front of them, right, they're being watched, they could see Hashem watching them, so to speak, and judging them for eternity, they would never sin. If you really felt Hashem in that moment, you would never, ever sin. Excuse me. Sin. So what happens is ruch hashtos, which means a person's a spirit of foolishness. It means a person, when they sin, whenever they sin, whether it's wanton, whether it's, you know, it's a minor sin, it's because they lack in faith. They don't see Hashem, they don't think about Hashem watching them at that moment. But when a person gives tzedakah, it's a act of faith. You know why? Because you can keep that money. You could be a few dollars richer. You can have more money in your piggy bank. You have more money for to go out, to go on vacations, to buy nicer shirts, put into the pension. And why are you giving it to the yeshiva, to the school, to the kollel, to the shul, to help a person, help individuals? Why are you giving it? Because you believe that there's a deeper purpose. You believe in Hashem. And you see that there's a value to supporting Torah. There's a value to building a mikvah. It's an act of amunah. It's an act of amunah to give. Avasenu Rishayim, so you must be spared from Gehenna, you do the act of amunah in this world. It's kaparo. Avasenu Rishayim, b'ma zach lo oilam azev, must ben David ba. What is a person, this world, a good this world, in the time of Mashiach, and the eternal world, is Nagu Atzim Tzedakah. That's what our patriarchs, our ancestors did. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, David's son, Lunishtabchu, they were praised for the Tzedakah. What do you say? Avram was praised for Tzedakah. Shana Mark, Kiyadativ, I know Laman, Asher Yitzhak, Spanav, Espesu, Akrav, which is what the Pasuk says. Vishamru derech Hashem, they should watch and walk away of Hashem. Lasis to do tzedakah, charity, and mishpat, Torah. Yitzchak neshtabka. Yitzchak was praised for tzedakah. Shemar v'yizra Yitzchak ba'aretz ahi. V'gomer and zvia. He planted. He invested in people. He invested in yeshivas. He invested in Torah. Invested in the mikvah, which is the Tara people. All of these things he invested in. So Shemar is that Zeru Lachem le Tzedakah, right? It's Zeru Lachem, we invested in Tzedakah. Just like you plant your fields, and you throw seeds into the, you're wasting seeds, you're throwing all kinds of meat, all kinds of seeds, and then it just gets destroyed in the mud, in the water. What happens is, you know that from those seeds will grow trees, lots of produce. It's, you believe it's what's going to happen, it's going to be beneficial. So too, when a person, they give tzedakah, has to know that it's going to bless that money. It's going to multiply that money. Hey, if you buy another shirt, it's not going to multiply. It's going to wear out over time. You can't take it with you. Again, a person's obligated. We're actually going to discuss, they're obligated to take care of their personal things first. Take care of our personal things first. But beyond that, some people, everything is not necessities. Some people, everyone has a certain level of luxury that's a necessity. But then there's, like, you don't need it. You can live without it. Invest in the Jewish people. Invest in people. Invest in yourself. You give tzedakah, it's going to plant, it's going to have kifli kaflayim. You're going to give a little bit, you give a few $100 here, $1 here, $1,000 there maybe, and you get eternity. You get this world. And you're building the Jewish people, you're building yourself, you're building in families, building individuals. And for that reason, Hashem bless you. Yaakov, so Yitzchak Zara. He plans Yaakov says katanti l'chol chasadim, ve'en katanti ela ma'at e ma'at al tztaka shev toiv ma'at tztaka. Good is even some tztaka. Hanusha amr Yaakov, as Yaakov said, ani katanti b'maisa tztaka, right? Neged kol chasadim, I'm small for the tztaka, for all these acts of kindness that Hashem gave to me. All these great things says I did tztaka. Aron, Moshe, and Ayin. Where is it that Aaron and Moshe gave the tztaka, and that they lived and thrived with tztaka again? It says, Torah's emes ha'isam appeal, that the words of Torah, which are truth, were in their mouths of Moshe, of Aaron, Moses, and Aaron. She'ein emes, the Medrash says that emes is also tztaka, shenemar, emes, truth, me'eretz titzmach. But tzedek m'shemar tzedekah, that emes grows from the ground, that it grows from the ground, and that is tztaka. David says, "Be David Isa Mishpat Tztaka," explicit in the pasuk. The verse Shlomo also Shneimet said, "Kaschal leMelech," the Tztaka leMelech. For Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem, so to speak, Kaviyachol, is praised for Tztaka as well. Shneimet Rakel Hakodesh, Nikdash for Tztaka. God is, of course, Hashem supplies the world. Being Hakise Hakava Nishtabecha Tztaka, also the heavenly throne. It's praised with tztaka. It's a praise. It says tzedek mishum machol kisachah. That tzedek, tztaka, charity, and justice build the divine throne. Gundoyla tztaka, charity is so great. It's matzelas sa'odim yiderech hamisa. Could save a person mamish from death, literally. The Gemara, there's multiple Gemaras like this. Shnimer tztaka tatzam imavis. Charity saves from death. It atones for the person. Adam nice tztaka, but oil mazah. Person gives tztaka in this world, and then miskaven aleah. This person who will die, and they won't. They'll be homeless. Just they'll starve. They won't have the medical care that they need. They're gonna have a heart attack because they can't pay their bills. Alpha kadosh baruch hu miskaven unless she you helped. You gave people, just today, someone sent me for a beautiful cure organization in Chicago. I'm looking at the pictures. These kids, without this organization, they'd all intermarry. They'd be lost to Jewish people. Them, their descendants, young college kids, 20, young professionals, they don't know nothing. They didn't go to a yeshiva like mine. They know nothing. You're saving them for eternity. A person donates, they're saving these children for eternity. Like you're changing their whole future. The person who could do tztaka and does it to save people and does it, they kill themselves. It could be actually the reason they're taken from this world. Now, it's a famous story of Novel, when David was on the wrong, King David was on the wrong from Shaul. And actually, he helped Novel, and Novel refused to help David. And he's punished. So the ego of Hashem is Novel Vyavash. Novel dies, and by the way, Chazal tells us he died on Yom Kippur. Okay? So Novel doesn't give charity, doesn't help King David. Imagine the merit he would have had to help David and Melch in the lowest moment when he's being chased after by Shaul unfairly. And Novel could have invested in David and doesn't. What a fool. But he also died. He dies in Yom Kippur. Gedolat tztaka, tztaka is sober, so tztaka saves the person from death. Tztaka also is mareches yamav v'shnei shalom, can be the merit where a person lives a long yamav, years, and shnei shalom, means that their days are full. You know, a person can have a long life and be, you know, immobile, sickly, not well, you know, not able to partake of the days that they have. The merit for both. Shnemer ki chayecha is your life. Orech hamecha gives long days. Remember, eitz chayim hi, right? Everyone sings that. And Shalom Shabbos says chayim hi. I'm not saying a little spare. Remember, you know the song, you know the pasuk. It's a tree of life for those who support it. You support Torah. You support Torah. You build kollels and yeshivas and chadarim and day schools and Torah. It blossoms by Yaakov's. So you get it's a merit for those who strengthen it. V'oishay kal v'chomer, before it's yard, it's a kal v'chomer. Mitzvah kalas, shivakal shvatera, Ma'omer ba, even a small mitzvah, Torah says it will be good for you and you have a long life, like Shlocha Kain. Certainly, tztaka, which is much more serious, it can cause Arichas Yamim. G'day letztaka, tztaka is great, it brings a person to the world to come for eternity. Shneir Mar, so remember this, if that guy comes to you, you get asked, whatever, for years again, as we stress. Everybody has to get his priorities in tztaka, and your family, your community, things you believe in, people you believe in, whatever, organizations you believe in, all kinds of priorities, and nobody can give tztaka to everyone. There is an obligation if any individual asks you to give them something. It doesn't have to be a dollar, it can be a quarter, it has to be, a pruta at least, and it asks you any for themselves. But no one can give to everyone everything, but everyone has to invest in tztaka. You invest in tztaka, you're investing in your world to come. Everyone has to invest in tztaka. Crazies live for bananas, short, storpies and, Whole Foods and babkas and cookies and cakes and clothes and vacations. I think you're building it. That's perhaps whatever a person needs in this world to be happy in this world, to be functional and good strength. But the real investment stuck up. Again, a person obviously in today's world has to have put money aside for retirement. We're not talking about that. But putting money away for, I know people worry so about their pensions and their retirement funds and this. What about your eternal retirement? Are you crazy? Retirement person's 78 years old and they retire, or 68 or 82. How many years do you need the money for? Yeah, we're talking for eternity now. It's Zeri Lamaba. It's their eternity. They don't go the way of the wicked and just live this world. They keep justice and they do stuck at all times. Praise by Torah, praise by tztaka. Ma Ashrei, I remember the Torah who bent all the ball, just like Ashrei, praise the Ashrei of the Torah brings a person to the eternal world, so to the Ashrei of tztaka brings a person to the eternal world. And tztaka is so great, it's even compared to Torah, which is the greatest mitzvah. Shemarim b'chuk kosei teilecho. And it also says, with tztaka, Hashem kana reish tztaka. With Torah, oi menasad yishlam ba'aretz, u'shachav tevein machriv, ve'ishbat l'chai rov min ha'aretz, the Jewish people study Torah correctly, they have protection. Tztaka also says tztaka is shalom hashtu vetach ad oilam, brings a person tranquility. The whole pasuk goes on. Tztaka is so great that the Torah is actually compared to tztaka and equated to it. Shein lechamida toiva shebarach hashbaruch hu ba'olam gedela haTorah. The Chofetz Chaim in many of his works, of course, elaborates on the importance, on the most critical mitzvah of Torah study. And there's nothing else compared to Torah. Shnemar Sals Leh, Shnemecha, Sag Tchabgecha, Kisabchena, Titan, Rosh Levi Aschena, Tifas Tchina Gena. But the Torah is also compared to Tztaka. It says Tztaka Tialanu. Tztaka brings Mashiach quicker. It brings Imas Mashiach, Mesa Geula, Shnemar Shimru Mishpah, Vasu Tztaka, Ki Kroiva Yeshuasi. Tztaka brings the Yeshua closer. V'tzikasi lehigalas, gedoy letztaka, she mile es neshama. Tztaka uplifts our soul. By the way, if you ever learn the Sefer Tanya, the first Lubavitch Rebbe talks about. By the way, he has a whole huge section on tztaka, based on zayars of the tremendous benefits of tztaka. It's like bread and butter in the Sefer Tanya about the importance of giving tztaka. But it uplifts the soul. And it puts it under the divine throne, even in this world. Shemar Alech, Tztaka Zdeh Mashem, Rami Yishko, Mitzah, Slam. I'm not going through the whole psukim, but it basically, that's all this is what Tanya Galil says. The Tztaka has tremendous benefits, eternal benefits. In this world, the Messianic time, and then Ta'imei Mashiach, and then Olam Haba, the world to come. Isaba Avos Rabbi Nassan. It says in Avos Rabbi Nassan, by the way, just for the record, over the years in the Amachad, we did, between Mincha and Maariv, both Tana B'Eliyahu and Avos Rabbi Nosson, the different periods of time. Since Avos Rabbi Nosson, Maisa B'Chassid Echad. There's a Maisa of a Chassid Echad. What did he do? This pious person, the Medrash says, Holoch V'Yashav B'Svina. Right, he was going, this Chassid was in a boat, and it boat capsized and sunk. V'ra'u Rabbi Akiva saw this boat flip over and sink, hook, line, and sinker, all the way down in the middle of the water. And he came back and he told that this person's wife could get remarried. That's pretty serious. Get remarried if he didn't die. Basically, Rabbi Akiva is saying it's equivalent. This is the guy watching, guy going to the gas chambers in Auschwitz. Right, you're working in the camp and you see the guy go in to the gas chamber. You don't see him die. So after the war, you meet his wife and you want to testify. Her husband died. She doesn't need to get. She can remarry anyone she wants. You go to Beis Din. Maisha Perestovitz. I saw in Auschwitz the husband dies. So his wife Shpinsa, Rebecca, Rivka can get remarried without anything else. It's as good as dead. Rekiva comes to Beis Din. This boat sunk. No, I didn't see any survivors. He's dead. So he's in the court testifying that the guy who saw his wife can remarry. And before it's adjudicated, the guy walks into the court. This Moshe Pereskova walks, he walks into the court. Rekiva can't believe it. By the way, he was spared because Rekiva is tzaddik. He says, how in the world did you survive that? You were dead. You were as good as dead. He said, Amaloi Tztaka. You know, I survived the charity that I gave, pulled me out of the water, of the depths of the water. Amaloi, how do you know what Tztaka was? You miraculously, literally miraculously survived this capsized boat sinking, quickly under the sea. How did you survive? So he said, Shirat the Mamaki Matsula. I heard as I was sinking and drowning, suffocating. Kol rash gadol migali ayam, from the sounds. He said, "Rutsi v'nasa isha," said, "take this person up." The divine voice said, "take this person up." Why? He whole life was a life of doing charity. Shasat staka kol yamov. But he said, "Shaw." At that moment, Rabbi Kivu, who was a witness to this whole thing, said, "Baruch Elokim Elkei Yisrael Shabbachah B'Divrei Torah." Praise Hashem, God of Israel, who Torah in Chachamim, Shadivrei Torah, the words of the Chachamim, of the words of Torah, and the words of the Chazal, our sages, are eternal, forever and ever. Shneimar, because the Pasuk says, Shlach lach mechal pri amayim, throw your bread into the water, King Solomon says. Ki v'rov yam timse'ena. One Pasuk says, throw it in the water and the merit will save you a different time. And another Pasuk says, Staka tatzlim avos, charity saves from death. Gamas chosat staka, avos Rebbeinu says, the merit of staka. Ba'abrocha tach beisu shal adam, it gives a person merit. Nasin tita lovel yavalocha, you're going to get it and you're not going to get harmed because of it. B'titcha loy ki v'glad av razet, the yoni yata, the blessing is because of the charity he gave. Alken, therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, Yeschazek ha'odom, tamid. Persons should always strengthen themselves. Have the right perspective. You're investing in yourself for eternity. More than any pension fund, or ice cream, or vacation. Invest in your eternal world. In this world, you'll be more blessed. Chaim, Kavod, eternity. This world, you'll bring blessing to your house. Besides all of the eternal reward, which will not be taken out, the Netzach for eternity. That's how this chapter ends. We still have a big, big footnote, which the Mishnah will do next week. We should all have opportunities. Hashem should give us bracha and the opportunity to be givers and to be able to give to others and to support Torah and mitzvahs. And in that merit, we should be zeicha to only mazal bracha and hatzlacha. Okay, we'll hold here.